Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Halloween, it's the scariest night of the year, and things are getting scarier and scarier. CSEC, the Communication Security Establishment Canada, this country's own NSA. Did you know they're allowed to spy on Canadians as long as you're speaking to someone outside the country and with no watchdog, no judicial control? They're free to do whatever they want with no one watching them. Scary. Maybe you're a Bell Canada customer beginning 2 weeks after Halloween. Did you know they want to keep a record of every web page you visit, every call you make, every TV show you watch, and every place you visit carrying your cell phone? Scary. Yes, it's a very scary time of year. So, in honor of this frightening holiday, I'm looking at some very Halloween-y things today. There's a documentary on superstition, a classic horror film about sisters in suburbia, and a post-apocalyptic action western about a futuristic world. Superstitious Minds, directed by Adrian Wills and Kenneth Hirsch. Are we all superstitious? I'm pretty careful about spilling salt, and are we becoming more or less so in an increasingly scientific world? Well, according to this new documentary, we're as superstitious as we've ever been, maybe more so. With people under 30, the most superstitious of all. It's what keeps us grounded and gives us control in facing an uncertain, unpredictable world. This documentary covers international phenomena like Mexico's Day of the Dead, that's tomorrow, Feng Shui in Hong Kong, and the rituals and taboos Newfoundland fishermen stick to keep from being lost at sea. As well as small things we notice every day, like the rituals of everyone from sports fans to Shakespearean actors. One example, the strange jagged angles of the Bank of China building in Hong Kong led to widespread worry there that it was upsetting the economic nature of the island with its intrusive knife-like shape. So HSBC, that's the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank of Commerce, actually put metal cannons on the roof of the skyscraper to shoot all that bad Bank of China building, thus neutering its negative charms. That's feng shui. This is an interesting documentary with lots of colorful vignettes, talking heads, and some reenacted montages about superstition. I just wish it dealt less with the psychology of it all and more with the magic side. Ginger Snaps, directed by John Fawcett. So the Fitzgerald sisters have been BFF since they were eight. They signed a pact to be dead before they're 16. So in the midst of all the suburban conformity, Ginger and Bridget, the sisters, played by Catherine Isabel and Emily Perkins, wear saggy cardigans, thrift store kilts with messy hair. They resist the bullies and jerks in their high school and revel in the depressingness of it all. What's their only hobby? It's acting out elaborate fake suicides that they save on Polaroid photos. So life in the suburbs is predictable, except that all the neighborhood dogs are turning up dead. Who's doing this? But one night on a full moon, Ginger feels different. She gets scratched by a wild animal right when she's having her first period, and things start to change. She becomes aggressive, erratic, and highly sexualized. She starts wearing plunging necklines to school. And what about those scratches on her body? They're starting to change too. Suddenly she feels hairier, bloodier, meaner. School nurse explains, it's just puberty. But they both know the change means something more. And the two sisters find their delicate relationship fraying at the edges. Bridget likes the old Ginger, but her sister wants her to change into what she's becoming. And ignoring the nurse's advice, Ginger has unprotected sex with a stoner at her high school and seems to have passed this strange virus on. People start to die in mysterious circumstances. It's up to Bridget to find a cure and bring her sister back to normal before she kills everybody. So she turns to Sam, played by Chris Lemche, for help. Sure, he's the local pot dealer with a grow up, but he's also the only one beside Bridget who believes in lycanthropia. He says he ran over a werewolf once in his delivery van. But will they get to Ginger before she snaps? Before she makes the complete transformation to wolfdom. So Ginger Snaps was made in 2000, rather, and I think it's fair to say it's attained classic Halloween movie status along with the more famous picks like Shining, Exorcist, Videodrome. It's distinctly Canadian. They have street hockey, grow up, sex ed, roadkill, but without that uncomfortable earnestness that mars some Canadian movies. But it also avoids the puritanical nature of mainstream American horror movies, the ones that kill off the characters who have sex or take drugs. They don't deal with sin in this one. And it has a refreshingly subversive subtext. Ginger Snaps is a feminist monster movie where the sisters are doing it for themselves. Great acting, not special effects. It's for the character and the acting. Don't miss this one. Bounty Killer, directed by Henry Sane. Okay, at some point in the future, corporations have taken over the world with governments withering away, but horrible wars between the companies fighting for market share have left the U.S. a virtual wasteland. Now, the bounty hunters are celebrities, followed by paparazzi for their brave exploits. They seek out the outlaws, but who are the outlaws? The people who wear suits and ties, the executives of the corporations. The champ hunter Drifter, played by Matthew Marsden, brings in the bodies of every outlaw he can find. He's as rootless as a tumbleweed and mean as a rattler. But he has a new competitor these days named Catherine Kristanna Loken, who's as ruthless as she is beautiful. She rides fancy sports cars and wears knee-high white boots. They're old friends, lovers, and sometime enemies, but when Drifter's face appears on a wanted poster, Catherine vows to hunt him down. Can Drifter and his gun-caddy sidekick cross the Badlands, avoid the bands of so-called gypsies in the desert, and make it to the council building to clear his name? And on the way, he has to escape the face-painted warriors and ride in things like a camper van pulled by two Harleys, like an Old West horse and carriage. Great scene. So Bounty Killers is a Western, but the cowboys drive choppers through the desert, not horses. It's got the brothels, the ghost towns, the angry mob, the outlaws, the sheriffs. And it feels like a live-action graphic novel, mainly because it is a live-action graphic novel, a comic written for the big screen. I like this movie. Super low budget, but punchy, slick, and always fast-moving. Lots of hilarious side characters, which are all based on movie cliches, but they're different enough and funny enough to keep you glued to the screen. Ginger Snaps is playing at TIFF Bell Lightbox on Halloween night, one night only. Go to tiff.net for details. Superstitious Minds is airing on CBC TV on Doc Zone on Halloween night as well. And Bounty Killers played at Toronto After Dark Film Festival, which is playing its closing films tonight. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.